David Dolan is a man who has great journalistic experience in the Middle East over 35 years, and he is available to us on a weekly basis. So grateful that he is able to do that, to give us insight into the headlines happening in the Middle East and help us understand some of these events that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David, the Gaza Strip is in focus again. They're firing a lot of Qassam rockets into Israel. The Israeli Defense Force is starting to move to that border with Israel and the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Netanyahu making a statement, hey, you stop the rockets or we will stop the rockets. This does not look good, does it?
No, Jimmy, but it also looks like a summer rerun in a sense, because we have seen this movie several times before. The Palestinian Gaza Strip is teeming with all sorts of terror groups and foreign funds going in there, and all of the rockets that have been smuggled in and built there and all of this. And Hamas, of course, runs that place, and they were brought into the Palestinian Authority government last month, and that just further emboldened them. And of course, one of the first things they do is kidnap these Israeli teens. The leaders of Hamas, of course, claim they did not order that kidnapping, but the Israelis have pretty strong evidence they did, or are certain of it, in fact, as Prime Minister Netanyahu has made clear. And certainly the rockets are coming out of the Gaza Strip. And the excuse for that is the apparent revenge killing of this Palestinian teenage boy in the Jerusalem forest. I used to live right on the edge of that forest, just to the western part of the city, and his body was found, and it is suspected strongly, of course, that it was young Israeli Jews that did that killing as an act of revenge. But it certainly wasn't something authorized by the government of Israel or any authority in the government or the police or security services. They've all condemned it, in fact. Of course, the Palestinian Authority leader Abbas did condemn the Israeli killings. The three teenage boys found terribly bludgeoned to death under a pile of rocks near Hebron early last week. They condemned it. The Palestinian Authority condemned it, but Hamas undoubtedly ordered it. It came from the leaders. Certainly they encouraged the kidnappings of Israelis. They say it out loud. So the Israelis don't feel like the Palestinians have any basis for the rioting that's been going on in Jerusalem since that apparent revenge killing, and certainly for the rockets that are once again being fired at Israeli civilian centers for the most part. Sderot, again, a major target, and other cities and towns around the Gaza Strip. So yes, Israel will go in and stop it. We'll have another major conflict there if the rocket fire doesn't stop soon. And as you know, Jimmy, some Israeli cabinet ministers are advocating an operation in Gaza, whether there are rockets or not. They say Hamas has gone way too far. 20 rockets fired in less than 24 hours. We can't put up with this. Let's go in now and end this. So we're on the verge of possibly another major round of the conflict that we've seen before.
David Summers saying that this could bring Israel to the brink of another war, a war from the inside, Hamas being the major player against the Israeli Defense Force. Is that a viable possibility, or do you think this is just, as you said, a rerun of summer activities?
Well, it's a rerun in a sense, but which I said, but it can certainly have new elements that we've never seen before. And the one that comes to mind first off is that Hamas has far greater rocket capability than it did in the past. So the last major clash was not a summer one, actually. It was in the winter of 2009 and 2010, beginning just after Christmas, again after a period of sustained rocket fire from the Gaza Strip upon Israeli cities and towns, and that after several years of such things. And Israel went in. But this time, Hamas can hit Tel Aviv. They can hit Jerusalem. They can hit, we already knew, Beersheba and Ashkelon and Ashdod, but Tel Aviv, the urban center, and probably down to Eilat, the southern port. So their capabilities are much greater due to Iranian assistance mainly. And, they're also fighting as part of an overall conflict that we've discussed many times. of course, right now centered in Iraq, but including Lebanon and Syria and Arab Muslims in Jordan, and Iran is involved on the other side supporting Syria and the Shiites. So we already have a conflict. The Hamas element is just another chapter in it, but of course, as far as Israel's concerned, it's the most important, and Israel has the military capability to answer, and I have to point out that Israel's capabilities are better than they were back then in 2010 as well, and certainly the Iron Dome anti-missile system that's already intercepted a number of these rockets in the past couple days is a vital change on the Israeli side, a positive change.
Well, there seems to be some kind of conversation going on between the Israelis and Hamas, the possibility of a ceasefire. I think that was initiated by Hamas. Would this be a time to re-strategize, rearm, and then return to their fight to try to destroy the Jewish state?
Well, that's basically all they ever do, Jimmy, is just pause for a while. It can be a short while sometimes. It can be a longer period if they feel they need it. But their declared aim is the destruction of Israel, nothing less than that. They support this Muslim, Sunni Muslim caliphate state idea that ISIS or ISIL has already declared in parts of Iraq and Syria. They would like to see that extend into Egypt. They're, of course, a grandchild of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood movement. So, they only pause. The jihad, the holy war against Israel, in their view, must continue until Israel is completely destroyed. That's in their founding charter. It's what their leaders say all the time. So the Israelis know that any military action they take isn't going to change, isn't going to humble Hamas to the point, let's say, that they make peace with Israel or they really lay down their arms for good. It's just, you know, swatting at a bee, in a sense, that's going to keep coming back at you and keep stinging you, and the Israelis know that. But nevertheless, sometimes you have to swat, you have to weaken your opponent, and Hamas is obviously emboldened, and the Israeli public, of course, just won't sit still while their teenagers are, deliberately kidnapped and killed. And that's why Hamas is paying this price, and it's a price that most Israelis, the polls show, feel has to be paid, but of course, innocent civilians get caught up in this sort of a conflict, and that's always the sad part of it. And some of them are fellow believers in Christ. But war is war, and I've been in the middle of it many times. It's never good.
Well, you mentioned something very interesting just a moment ago, the connection between Hamas and ISIS, or ISIL, there in Iraq. I saw a statement by one of their leaders that they have established, they declare a caliphate, and they said they will break down all borders to get to Jerusalem. Thus, the statement by the Israeli government, they're going to stand alongside Jordan in a fight against ISIS, seems to be very important at this time.
Well, it does, and it's a growing regional war, mainly a Sunni war. But Israel's right in the heart of the Middle East, as the Bible says in Ezekiel, the heart of the world, the geographic center of three continents. Now, obviously, the jihadist theology includes Israel's destruction, or, you know, Muslims ruling over Jews, and not the opposite. There can be no Jewish state that rules over Muslims, they believe very firmly. And so it's a united war, but the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan is trying to defend freedoms and trying to keep its peace treaty with Israel going, and Israel will certainly aid King Abdullah in any way it can, and I presume the United States will as well, and we're seeing that stepped up in Iraq. I'm sure that behind the scenes a lot more is going on than any of us know, but it is a growing conflict and a very serious one, and as I've said before, one that has the potential to really morph into part of a world war if not contained. And it seems to many of us it's a little too little and a little too late now, what's coming out of Washington, but better than nothing. Possibly this caliphate can be stopped before it really takes over three or four countries.
10 seconds, if you will. What about Israel's approval and promotion of a Kurdish state there in northern Iraq?
They would love to see it, Jimmy, another true democracy in the region. They've always felt that way, always offered that support.
David Dolan, the man who covers the entire Middle East for us, giving us insight behind the headlines, insight that we need to have as we look at God's prophetic scenario for the end times, and all the players that are in God's Word are talked about and helping us to understand what is happening in these different locations. David, thank you so very much for your insight, your input. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimmy.